Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. live around central Queensland. How good is Monday?
Oh, Tim, I'm feeling so good this Monday.
Good, buddy.
State of Origin coming up on Wednesday.
Wednesday's also the birthday for Queensland. What a massive Wednesday it's going to be.
And the birthday of your favourite
Queensland. Favourite state.
Jessica Pantu.
No.
But not that, Tim. We checked our footy tipping results this morning. And I forgot to put my footy tips in last week.
Yeah.
Tell everyone how it went.
You got 4 out of 4.
Yeah, I did.
Must have been given the away team.
I did better not putting my footy tips in than I have the last few weeks that I have actually remembered to put them in.
That's correct. You got 4 out of 4.
Incredible.
You've extended your lead after. Over our boss, Matt.
Yes.
Which is important
to you. Up by 2 now.
Our general manager. So
he's the only one I want to beat.
Matt. Yeah. I believe that for everyone that beats him, he has to raise pay by 0.5%.
Or by $20,000.
All right. Either. We'll discuss that later on. Jess, after 8 o'clock, going to be joined by the founder of something we were discussing last week. His name is Jimmy Niggles. And he was the founder of Beard Season, raising money and awareness for skin cancer around Australia.
Yeah, they had their launch this weekend, Tim, but you can still get involved. We'll tell you how after 8 o'clock.
That's right. Also, Jess, you are a petty, petty human being.
I'm not petty. I just found a lady on the internet who happens to be super petty, and I agree with her.
All right, never start a sentence with, I found a lady on the internet, because from experience, I can tell you, you'll go to prison. Also, Jess, Saturday, coming up next, Saturday was a big day for you.
Yeah.
With your new friends.
Don't say it like I'm so pathetic.
Oh, mate, we were all thinking it. But there was a common theme for your day on Saturday, and it started out you were loving it, but probably wore thin within the first hour, I'd say.
Something that a lot of people will experience is being the only single person in a room full of couples.
All right, we'll talk about that up next.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Tim, on Saturday I went to my very first Gladstone race day.
Must have been very special for you, buddy.
It was a big day. It was a chance for me to get a bit dressed up.
You love it. You love an opportunity, like a lot of people. And I did see, as I was driving home, my favourite part of any race day, which is the staggles leaving the event. I saw 3 women fall over in grass.
Excellent.
Saw one man standing in a roundabout, really confused about which way he wanted to go. But you thought, you know what I thought? I was like, that's racing.
Yeah.
And you're bloody right, Tim, it was racing.
So we went for one of the girls from my footy team's birthday.
Happy birthday.
And we got a little marquee. It was a bit of a cute setup. And all the girls were there out of their footy boots in a set of heels. But I soon realised about an hour into being at the races that of everyone in the marquee, I was the only single person there.
That's a rough spot to be in.
Now, not everyone brought their partners. It was very much a big girls' fest, but everyone had a partner at home.
Yeah.
And as soon as they found out that I was single, oh boy.
Keep going.
Did they decide and make it their mission to try and find me a husband on Saturday?
Yeah, buddy. It's real. It's raw.
Turn the sad music off.
Keep going.
So throughout the day, they were just going, okay, they were going up to just random guys on the race day. Imagine just like a boozy bunch of girls being like, hey, there's my friend over there. Do you know her? She's from the radio.
That's always good.
She's great. She's single. Are you single? Which is, not the greatest way to meet humans.
Yelling, my friend is single to another person from 20 metres away, in my experience, never work. So that must have been a rough trot, buddy.
They asked one guy what his name was.
Yeah.
And he said it was Jeffrey.
It's not. His name's not. That's a fake name,
they
buddy.
They started Facebook stalking him, realised his name was not Jeffrey.
No. You've been physically ghosted. Physically. Normally this is an online medium.
Like, it was horrific. It was horrific.
Oh, horrific's a bit of a rich word.
No, it was. It got real bad. Like, even my coach got on board.
At least he had some tips.
Look. The team was very invested in getting me a husband.
Yep.
Everyone failed. I left by myself.
And also the coach very invested in you converting a try. For the first time this year, mate, we're all waiting. Get it done.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
You probably hate chores. You're probably listening out now and going, Tim, oh, you're so handsome and right. And I agree with both of those thoughts.
All right. It is too early in the week for you to be making those claims.
What's your least favourite chore, Jess? I have a guess that it's vacuuming.
Oh, vacuuming is up there, but I really hate anything to do with the bathroom. Like, if someone could come in and clean my shower and my toilet every day.
How? What? Clean your toilet every day? What are you eating?
I'm just saying.
That's not
shower
how often.
In the toilet. The,
shower,
the
I
soap
agree.
Scum.
Shower is the worst to clean.
Yeah.
But, thankfully, the friendly folk in Toronto, Canada, at a university there, mm-hmm. try and help us out by creating robot butlers called Robo Butlers.
Like,
just take
like a
one
Roomba?
Letter off. Like a Roomba, but does more.
Okay.
So they're using this software. At the moment, it's not physical. They've programmed almost like a fake video game of just a house. They've used the programming for the butler in the game. And so far, the Robo Butler is absolutely nailing doing all the chores that you
really?
Hate. Yeah, it's absolutely killing it. They created the video simulators in a furnished home. With a living room, kitchen, blah, blah, blah. Surprisingly very similar to The Sims house. Shock.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if they use that. and it apparently it is 1,000 out of 1,003 attempts successfully clean the house.
Wow.
So I don't know why they
even
went for
cleaning
the
my oven?
Even cleaning your oven, buddy.
Oh.
The oven's in the kitchen, so I'd say that would be getting done.
Yes.
So I'm assuming when it first comes out, like, the price will be cha-ching. So it'll be straight up there. But would you invest in a robo butler?
See, I don't know. I don't even use a dishwasher. So, like,
well, you can set it to do what you want, mate. You, if you only wanted to clean the shower and the toilet, that's what it'll do. You don't. There's not an all setting. Well, I hope there is, because I'll use that. But you can, mate. If you just want it to come and like pat you on the back and say you're doing a good job, that's what a butler does.
That's
buddy.
What I've got a cat for.
Yeah, and he's clearly following that message.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending story is across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, I told you Crocs have taken the next step and added a new little feature.
Crocs are the garbage shoes from memory. I've actually never worn a pair of Crocs.
No, me either. Apparently they're super comfy. Yeah, I just can't get past how hideous they look.
At what cost does comfort come, my friend?
You know Drew Barrymore is their spokesperson these days?
Doesn't shock me because she is a terrible actress. She's a terrible actress. Anyway, the shoes, Jessica.
Crocs with socks now coming to you this winter. Crocs with inbuilt socks in them. So you just slip them on, and it's like you're wearing Crocs, but you've got socks on as well.
That's what it's been missing. Inbuilt socks. When does it come in a box?
I mean, probably.
Crocs with socks in a box. You order it with jocks. Just keep going. And locks. Padlocks.
Unbelievably, these are a luxury item.
Just like a Mercedes, a car.
Limited edition.
Yeah.
They range from $80 to $600, depending on your design. Yeah.
Unless it's an actual live crocodile, the $600 one, I'm not going to buy it. So,
well, the $600 one has a print of New York on it, so it's either the Empire State Building or the Statue
You're
of Liberty.
Right. It's worth it. I feel silly now. But yeah, I'm assuming the photos are at hit.com.au. You can check out the garbage for yourself.
You can check it out at hit.com.au. You can check it out on our socials. Just check it out on HitCQ on Instagram and Facebook. Oh.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
You know how much I hate spiders, Timmy?
Yeah.
Like a lot.
They're beautiful creatures.
No, they're not.
They were born by Mother Nature.
Okay.
They're here to support us.
Well,
they
can stay out of my house.
Sure.
And a lady, 22-year-old lass, in the UK.
She's a girl. She's not a lady. She's 22.
Her name's Demi, and she was stuck in a bit of a dilemma over the weekend because she found herself home alone. And
two or home alone three, Return of the Parents? Sorry.
Two. she found herself home alone, and as she walked out of her bedroom door, there was a spider hanging.
Sure.
And she was like, well, now I'm trapped in my room.
No. She's choosing to be trapped.
She was like, if I walk out this door, the spider could fall on my head.
Of course.
So she slams the door.
Hold a knife to your neck. Ask for all your money. I've got kids.
She slams the door and starts messaging friends and family. No one can come over and help her.
Because no one cares. I've had this phone call from you. Tim, come over and spider. And I was like, I'm going to go back to sleep, buddy.
Come be my buddy.
No, thank you.
I called you once when a moth was attacking me.
Yeah. And I was like, anyway.
It was a big one.
I'm going to go back to doing my taxes. I hate that more than anything else in the world.
Anyway, her idea that a family member gave her was no one could come. Call Deliveroo, which is a delivery service.
Yeah. They bring it to you on a scooter or a bike or something.
And apparently, Deliveroo, the delivery drivers, are allowed to come into your home. You can make a request that you don't even have to go and answer the door. They walk into your home and deliver the food
what
to you.
What a service. Can we get it here? I would never leave.
Deliveroo is in Australia.
No, like in central Queensland.
Yeah, I mean, it's
come on.
Sure, it's coming.
Oh.
So she calls Deliveroo and leaves a message.
Yeah.
20 minutes later, her food has arrived.
Right.
She ordered KFC. Can we circle back to that? You can order KFC through a delivery service in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, the driver was also scared of spiders.
So she was going to use the driver.
The only reason she delivered food, had food delivered, was so that the driver could catch the spider for her. And he was too scared of spiders. He couldn't even deliver her food.
So now they're just sitting there with a Zinger burger, both crying. I mean, sounds like a fun night.
They ordered a family feast to see if the next guy would come along.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Right now, something that is in every single human being's home all around the globe could be within, I don't know, 10, 15 years, a thing of the past.
Right.
What do you think this could be? Something that is very common. It is...
DVD players?
Nope.
Some sort of technology, dishwashers? Maybe they're coming out with a better dishwasher?
You're getting closer.
Oh.
The senior member and manager of IKEA Australia believes properly that kitchens will be a thing of the past.
Well, that's garbage.
Right?
Ask any real estate agent. Kitchens are what sells a home to.
Mate, I love a good kitchen. As long as my kitchen and bathroom are good, I don't care. I could live in a shed.
Yep.
Kitchen and bathroom, that's
the only reason I picked the house that I'm living in now is because the kitchen is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's got good storage space.
Yeah.
Love the storage space.
I love a good
place,
storage
mate.
in a kitchen.
And you're probably sitting there listening right now and thinking, Tim, shut up. Tim, who's the senior manager of IKEA? Her name's Tiffany Buckins, so direct your hate towards her. Her phone number is... No, I'm not going to read her number out. But in the future, this is the sentence that gets me. In the future, you may not need a kitchen because you can go to a communal area to cook and prepare your meals or heat up your ready-made meal, she said.
What?
While the idea might seem like crazy, more communal forms of living have cropped up in Australia. My argument is that a communal area to cook is already a kitchen.
Right? Most houses these days are open plan. So you've got the communal area is the lounge room, dining and kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, are you just going to have a microwave on the dining room table?
I knew this was going to set you off. The Macedonian in you.
My grandma would be so disappointed right now.
I'm getting phone calls now from everyone's grandmother going, "Hello there, you don't take it away my kitchen." and sorry, I don't want to take away yet a kitchen. But Tiffany does, so. Directed at her again,
She's the worst.
Kitchens are the best.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hits.
Tim, I want to talk about a dilemma a lady has posed on the internet. She's decided to stay anonymous, but she has posted a picture. It's about her engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want to come across as petty here, but I completely agree and sympathise with her here because she's posted a picture of her ring.
Yeah,
and she said, "I hate my engagement ring, but I love my fiance. Can I say anything?"
I feel like I'm not alone here when I say that I can't wrap my brain around how someone can be upset with an engagement ring, whether it's a biscuit or a $10,000 ring.
You clearly haven't seen this picture of this engagement ring. Go and check it out on our Facebook page or Instagram.
Seen it. Yeah, it's not ideal, but it's not about the physical ring. It is about the meaning behind it. They are asking you to commit to them for their life.
And you are committing to wearing that piece of jewellery for the rest of your life. This thing is horrendous. It's like the size of a bottle cap in the shape of a love heart, and it's an amber stone.
You know how
it could not get any worse than that. Like, honestly.
You know how you wanted to sound not petty? You're going great. Keep at it.
She posted a picture of the ring with this. Tim, a wonderful thing happened this past weekend, which is that my boyfriend of 5 years proposed to me. It was extremely romantic.
Good.
I couldn't have planned anything better myself. But then he showed me the ring. Now, she said that they'd had discussions about this, and she had said to him, "Let's go pick the ring together."
Mm-hmm.
And he insisted on surprising her. So she gave him the guidelines: nothing pink, no blue sapphires, and no diamonds.
All right, I already have no idea what any of these are. But sure.
So basically, the poor guy had nothing much to
describe.
Go
the ring with your words, buddy.
The ring is huge.
Cool.
It's like a really...
Girls like huge things.
It's something like an old woman would wear.
Nice.
It's a heart shape.
Nice. Lovely. Love.
And it's amber. So sort of like a honey coloured. It's horrendous.
Yes.
It's disgusting.
Mate, it's not about the ring. It's about the commitment.
But, I mean, it is a little bit about the ring. Like, you're showing everyone the ring, being like, look at the person I'm going to marry. And then that happens. Like, can you say something to your partner? Like, is it rude to just go,
yes,
I don't want to wear this ring.
Yes.
Try again.
It is 100% rude. And I think that is incredibly... that. If I was with someone like that,
yeah,
and they said, I don't want this ring, I'd be like, maybe I've incorrectly evaluated this relationship.
Well, maybe you don't know your partner very well if you're picking a ring like that.
You're so...
13 to 16,
you're the worst.
If you get an ugly engagement ring, can you tell your partner? Like, what do you do in that situation? Can you let them know?
God.
Lana says, love it and wear it with pride.
Love it, wear it with
Tanya
pride.
Tanya says, far out, that's ugly.
All right.
Don't date a cheapskate.
13, 12, 16, are you the worst? No. 13, 12, 16, can you tell someone you don't like the engagement ring?
We're talking ugly engagement rings, Tim, because a lady has asked the internet... with a picture of her engagement ring. It is
anonymously
horrendous.
Because she's a coward, my dad.
You can go and check out the ring for yourself and you'll understand fully. Just search for Hit Central Queensland on Facebook and Instagram. It's horrible. She said, can I do anything? Can I tell my partner? And I think absolutely you need to, because you can't wear that ring for the rest of your life.
It's not about the ring. It's about the commitment and the act of the proposal.
I couldn't commit to a ring like that.
You are garbage. Anyway, on 13, 12, 16, we have been asking for the worst people to call up. ugly engagement ring.
Yep.
Can you say anything? We've had Jamie from Gracemere call through. Jamie, can you say something if you don't like the engagement ring?
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Jamie, you're just as bad as the rest of them.
Have you seen the horrendous ring that we're talking about, Jamie?
I haven't seen it yet, but I told my husband at the time that I didn't like mine. So.
Really?
What happened?
I went and got a new one.
Jamie,
incredible. So did you return the ring that he got you?
No, I still kept it, but I just got another one.
What? How was his reaction when? How was his reaction when you told him that you didn't like the ring that he obviously put a lot of thought into?
I don't think he put much of thought, so I don't think he really cared.
Okay, Jamie, was the act of the proposal not enough for you? So you need it to be aesthetically pleasing for it to be important to you?
Yeah, the proposal and the ring wasn't to my liking.
Hang on, how did he propose then, Jamie?
It was just pretty like dodgy in the bed. Oh, you want to get married? And I've got your ring in the car. So.
Better go get that.
Opens up the glove box. Yep. Here you go, love.
Yep.
Jamie, I can't get behind that.
I love the idea of Jamie
nasty.
Going and buying her own ring and then going, here we go, try again.
Here's the receipt.
At least I got the ring that I wanted.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's all coming up, Jamie. Thanks for your call, bud. And we've also got Ellie on 13, 12, 16 from Gladstone. Ellie, can you tell someone if you don't like the engagement ring?
Oh, I'm not a huge ring person. Like, I don't care. Give me a burger ring, that's fine. But that is horrendous.
You want to know your partner knows you, Ellie, right?
Like, if he's getting me that, then obviously he doesn't know me that well. Obviously he thinks that I have terrible taste in everything.
It's like I've been saying. It doesn't really matter. The message is there. The message is behind
it. It's not only an ugly colour, it's also an ugly shape. Like, there's nothing good about this
yes,
ring.
Yes, you're right. You found many levels to be petty. So you honestly think that because it doesn't look as appealing as some other engagement rings that you can talk to him and be like, hey, actually, this is pretty crap.
Yeah, I feel like it doesn't even look like an engagement ring. I feel like people would look at that and be like, oh, what's that on your hand? They wouldn't be like, oh, what a lovely engagement ring, you know?
Like, I'm going crazy. Like, I'm talking to a mirror that's, like, been affected personally by something and it's having a go back at me.
I feel personally affected by this engagement ring and I don't even know this woman.
Anyway, Ellie, thanks for stacking on, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Had Christine messaged her on the Facebook page. She said, with that attitude, she should be grateful someone wants to marry her.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I'm still single.
I think it might be.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
We're super excited, Tim, because beard season has finally kicked off.
Jess, joined by the founding ambassador, Jimmy Niggles, on the phone right now. Thank you very much, Jimmy.
G'day, guys. How are you?
We're going good, mate. Now, beard season, pretty much. Can you tell us, how did this all come apart?
It's a pretty sad story, but one of our best mates died from melanoma, which is horrible. He just had a spot on his neck that he had no idea was as bad as it was, and then, by the time he got to it, it was kind of already in his system, and yeah, he ended up getting this horrible brain tumour and passed away at the age of 26.
Wow, I'm so sorry.
But yeah, so at his wake, we thought, you know, we need to do something. This is ridiculous. We came up with this idea where every winter we challenge ourselves to grow a beard, get a skin check, and then use our beards to tell as many people as we could to get a check as well. And beards, as you know, Tim, can become great conversation starters.
Oh, absolutely. My own family likes me better with a beard. They don't like the side of my chin. I've had a beard that long.
The boy can grow a good beard, Jimmy. It's impressive sometimes.
And the main thing is, what we were speaking about is that here in central Queensland, it's a sunny state. It's a sunny place to live. Skin cancer, melanoma, it's quite high rates up here. And the whole point of this is to raise awareness and raise some money to get rid of this nasty disease.
Yeah, so Everyone that's listening, I want you to, after this, go and book in with your GP or dermatologist and get a skin check. Like, I can't emphasize it enough. Like, this is one of the deadliest cancers in the world, but if it's found early, it's one of the most treatable. So, go in and get it done. Like, make sure. And if you can, grow a beard this winter and then encourage your friends, your family, your sports teams, everyone to go and get a check as well. And we just want to turn beards into a constant reminder to everyone to make sure they get a check.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you can't grow a beard as a lady, then still go and get your skin check and still talk about this. Like, it's really important that we just raise the awareness, especially, I mean, all winter long. We've got 3 months to get this done. How can people get involved? I mean, we've got a team here at Hit Central Queensland, but do you want to give us the website?
Yeah, so just go to beardseason.com or just Google Beard Season. And you'll find us, and then just go to our beard season or join the crew, and you can sign up. You can create a team. You can, share it to your social profiles. And what we're doing this year is we want to raise $1 million towards a free national skin check program.
Wow.
And we want to be able to go out to places like Country Queensland, to sports games and festivals and events and stuff, and do free checks for people, because we found everyone's got an excuse as to why they can't get it done. But if we can put a clinic right there in front of people, they've got no excuse, so they can come in and get checked. And we find that a third of the people we check probably find something. So it's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to show how easy it is to get a skin check in the next few weeks. I'm going to be getting one done. Jess will get one done too.
Yeah.
And Jimmy, we really appreciate your time. So head to beardseason.com and don't shave till August 31st. Thank you very much. From Beard Season, Jimmy Niggles.
Beautiful, guys. Thank you.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland.
You've been hijacked.
Usually joined by our Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy.
Gimme. I'm hijacking. I've called Dean in the song, told him to take a day, go have a latte, because
this is not discussed with me.
Yep. That's fair. I apologise. But, Jess, I want to talk about the biggest thing that's happened probably ever.
Right.
Kanye West released his new album over the weekend.
Of course.
It happened at...
We couldn't have discussed this with Dean or...
No, Friday night. He didn't want to talk about it. So I was like, you have the day off, champion. Friday night. It happened in the early hours of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, it is called.
Kanye.
Exactly. It's got 7 songs on it. I really enjoy it. So it's new music. You can get it on Spotify. Also, Tidal, his website, Apple Music. It's all available for your download.
I read something interesting on the weekend that said that, like, in the last couple of weeks, he's completely changed most of the songs.
So he's changed up the songs for a bit. But what people are talking about at the moment is he changed the cover of the album on the way to the launch party.
Incredible. That is such a Kanye move.
He was driving to his launch party somewhere in the United States, a place called Wyoming, and the sun was setting. It was
beautiful. Why was he doing his launch in Wyoming?
Because that's where his studio is, so he can be removed from all the crowds and all the people.
Sure.
So he was there with a whole bunch of family, friends, other hip-hop artists, and they were driving. The sun was setting over these beautiful mountains. Took a photo, called his people in charge, and was like, yo, put this as the album cover, put some words over it. So it's, I think it says, I love being bipolar, I hate it, or something like that.
Right.
I know that's not it. But he changed his album cover on the way to the launch of the album.
Amazing.
Only Kanye can do that.
I mean, Kanye and maybe Beyonce.
Yeah. Well, Pusha T, who is under Kanye's label, he released an album earlier in the year, and they paid $180,000 to use a photo of Tina Turner's bathroom while she was having her drug problems.
What?
So that people are saying that maybe, because he took the photo on his iPhone, Kanye, of these mountains, and that's his album cover. People are like, well, all the money's gone to Pusha T.
Yeah.
So Kanye's just using his Apple phone to snap his album cover. So it is interesting. We will be joined by Dean tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for hijacking, but I really wanted to focus on that one today.
Well, you can check out everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au as well.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
And I think it's pretty common knowledge that if things go big in Japan, they will once come over to Australia several years later and be quite a large thing.
Yeah, look, not always.
Oh, mate, name one thing that wasn't in Japan first.
I
bet you for somehow, like a Chico roll was over there before here. I can guarantee it. But what I want to focus on, something that I think is probably more common than anything, fashion.
Sure.
Fashion goes wild in Japan, comes over to Australia, United States, England, goes big a year or two afterwards. Something is going big right now in Japan, which means we've got... I'm just going to set my watch. Tick. 2 years.
Tick. Tick.
That's a very official watch sound. In 2 years, this fashion trend for men will be massive in Australia.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
What I am talking about is... this is the main thing I want to get at. It's the next hot menswear trend. Oh. Trousers with a pocket right at the front.
Right.
It's called a P pocket. Well, like, there's another P, a few letters after the P letter. It's the downstairs pocket, let's call it that.
Rhymes with Guinness.
Yes. I don't know how you pronounce that word, but it's kind of right, I guess. But they're calling it the P pocket, for short. And essentially, it looks like a finger sock, I would almost say. And
when you first showed it to me, I asked you where you put it.
No.
I thought it was, you put like the inside of your...
No. It's not on the inside. It's a just like a normal pocket on the outside. Yeah. So you're not putting...
So you can't put...
You're not putting it in there. It's for storing. So it's like coins.
Right.
Maybe a spoon for your lunch.
Mobile phone. Your keys.
Radiation, you know, jingling. It's not the best. It's for small items.
Right.
Or depending on how you are, could be large items.
Okay.
I'm not too sure.
All right.
But I'd like to know, for this pea pocket on 13, 12, 16, fellas, if you're listening right now, would you wear it?
Would you wear a pocket smack bang in the middle of
right,
your...
and it's...
So you don't have the side pockets? It's not like three pockets?
No, there's still... It's just more pockets. So it's moving away from female clothing with no pockets to creating more pockets for men.
So do you still have the fly?
Yeah, the fly's behind the pocket. It's kind of... It's like
that seems wildly inconvenient.
It's like a bum bag or like a fanny pack or something, but it's vertical.
A vertical fanny pack that's sewn onto your pants. Sounds like garbage.
Well, it's big in Japan. So as I said, it's coming to Australia. So we need to get on board. So 13, 12, 16, fellas, if you're listening out there, would you wear this pea pocket on the front of your pants?
Oh.
Give us a call. Let us know. 13, 12, 16 have been asking... would you wear this brand new men's fashion that's hot right now in Japan? Oh. And you know, when things get big in Japan, they're on their way here.
And I feel like Japan, sometimes they are fashion forward and other times they need to rein it in a little.
Look, I feel like because this pocket has to do with a male downstairs region, you're not on board. And because you're jealous because as a woman, your clothes are often not... built with pockets.
I've got no pockets and men are getting an extra pocket.
We're getting an extra pocket.
What is this about?
Right at the front of the zipper on your pants. It's called the pee pocket. It's not for the inside of the pants. I cannot stress that enough. It's for the outside.
When you first showed me the picture, I thought, how are you putting the thing in there?
Yeah. You're like,
and
you
why is it on show and why is it out there?
And you asked me, so where do you close the zip? And I said, don't close the zip. Do not close the zip. You can check out on our Instagram the photo of it. It's really hard to actually describe with words what it looks like.
It's horrific.
But I would say you could keep like a spoon, a pocket knife, a few batteries.
Pocket knife?
Yeah, fold it in, mate. Not with the blades out.
Jesus.
Chill out. But on 13, 12, 16, have been asking. I want to see, because obviously if it's big in Japan, it'll be here within 2 years. So I want to see if someone's ahead of us and with Japan right now on this pea pocket trend. And we've had Michael from Rockhampton call through on 13, 12, 16. Michael, would you wear these pea pocket pants?
No.
Michael.
What if you put something in it? Let's say you put your phone or your wallet in it, yep, and you need to lightly jog somewhere.
Oh, put it in the back pocket, mate. You got it. That's on you. It's
well, I've got this front pocket that's unusable.
Hang on, what's the concern with the jogging? I'm a female.
It's going to bounce up and give me a little sack tap.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's not what you need.
No,
we don't want that.
I think it's more for loose coins, chapsticks, Michael.
I don't want a sack of coins in front of my. You're not selling it to me.
Look, I'm trying.
Isn't it's that big just a fanny pack?
It's big in Japan, so it's going to be big here. Michael, you'll come round, buddy. I'll get you one day.
Second I don't think point. I'm going to, mate.
Cool, Michael.
Cheers.
Cheers, bud.
Unbelievable. See, so, no one's on board
no
with
No one's
you
on board?
With your sack of coins.
They should change the name to that.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Jess joining us on the phone now. The second time we've spoken to one of the captains from talking about your generation. He's from the youngest generation possibly on the show, Lawrence Boxall. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
What's it like being the child on the television show, mate? I imagine
impressive.
You'd hate that.
Well, look, it carries a certain amount of responsibility to not be a complete idiot.
Yes.
But to also show up the other teams whenever I can. So, you know, there is some weight to it, yeah.
I was going to say, because they would hate it when you and your team crush it, I'm assuming, because they don't like being wrong regardless, let alone from the youngest generation, Gen Z.
We asked Andy Lee last week and said, what does Gen Z bring to the show? And he said, they bring all the memes. Is that true?
Oh, we bring the memes and we bring them hard, yeah. But what you don't see is in between the camera cuts is they just push our desk a little further away each time. They just want that little bit of distance. So, you know, it's a rough life, but...
Now, tonight's episode, which we're very excited to kick off on Channel 9 at 7:30, but your partner is actually, I believe, the daughter of the captain of the oldest generation. Am I wrong there?
No, that is entirely right. So my team panelist tonight is Molly Daniels, who's a wonderful actress who I've worked with before and has been on many, many different shows and is indeed Robin Butler's daughter.
Yep.
So... There's a wonderful bit of family rivalry there, and I'm not sure how home life has been since. I'm sure it's been decaying
it's
slowly.
It's like Family Feud and talking about your generation at the same time. It's incredible.
I'm very impressed that you agreed to it because my first thought would have been sabotage. They're sending someone in to sabotage me from the inside.
Well, this is the thing. Could I really trust my teammate? I couldn't. But you kind of have to just put the professionalism cap on and go, well, if I'm going down, I'm bringing them down with me. And I think that's the mature thing to do.
Exactly.
So what can we expect from tonight's show? I know usually things get a little bit messy on the set. What happens this week?
Well, so this week, what do we do? Well, it's worth tuning in. If you want messy, then I don't want to give anything away, but the end game is going to be great. That was particularly fun to shoot. And we have also Hamish is joining Andy. And so you just know that whenever you put those two on screen together, there's a certain amount of larrikin humor that's going to come out.
Well,
and
Tim
yeah.
and I are both Gen Y, so unfortunately we're rooting for Gen Y.
I'll go Gen Z because I like a bit of defiance against the ages. So, Lawrence, tonight...
Thank you very much.
I'm fully backing you. Thank you very much for joining us. Lawrence Boxall there, talking about your generation, is on tonight at 7:30 on Channel 9. Thanks, mate.
Thanks very much, Tommy. Tune in.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland, and everyone's gearing up for State of Origin Game 1 on Wednesday, Tim. And a lot of people have been complaining that they have to stay home and watch State of Origin rather than actually attending the events.
Well, to be fair, it's going to have a large attendance because I believe it's at the MCG in Melbourne.
Yes.
Which is not very common, so they do it every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
But it is good to see it getting out of the state.
And look, the Melbourne tickets are quite reasonably priced.
Sure.
But when you get to Suncorp Stadium,
yep,
they've sold 30,000 general public tickets.
Yeah.
So, there are people buying tickets.
Yeah, that's good.
But to take a family of four... The minimum you'll pay is $345. and anywhere up to $825 for a family of four.
So it's about $100 for an adult ticket each, and then about $80 or so for
a kid. Pricey, wouldn't you say?
Oh, it's state of origin, man.
Yeah.
Like, people pay that. Of course they're going to charge that.
In Melbourne, in comparison, the ticket's starting from $175 for a family of four.
Ah, that is a big difference.
Huge drop.
But also, the MCG can hold almost 100,000 people.
Yeah.
So, 30,000-seat stadium, 100,000-seat stadium. I don't think it's that shocking. I think it actually... It makes a lot of sense.
People enjoy complaining, though, Tim.
Oh, yeah. I'm aware of that.
We'll be watching State of Origin from the comforts of my couch on Wednesday.
From what I understand to be Thai food and apple crumble.
Yes.
The perfect combination to watching State of Origin footy.
What a combination. I've set up some decorations in the studio here today for you.
The worst thing was, so, look, I love Queensland, but I don't support Queensland in State of Origin.
Mm.
And you've come in here, and not only have you put Go Queensland all around me, you didn't do it evenly, and you left the rubbish on my side of the desk. So what are you doing, buddy?
You can check it out on our Instagram, search for HitCQ. You can find out everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
Don't you worry, buddy. I've got a very fun plan for Wednesday when I come in to support my Blues. Heading into State of Origin 1. So.
On Queensland's birthday.
On Queensland's birthday.
You animal.
I feed off the hate, Jess.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Jess, I understand that right now I'm opening up the floodgates for a lot of hate.
Mm.
A lot of negative comments, a lot of perceived sadness.
Look, something you may not know about Tim and I, before this year... I couldn't have cared any less about State of Origin. I grew up in Victoria. I didn't even know it existed. And now I have jumped straight on the bandwagon. Yeah. I am a maroon through and through.
Yep.
Go Queensland. Let's do this Wednesday.
I've been aware of State of Origin for all of my life because I wasn't born under a pile of rocks, but...
I had wog parents as well. They didn't like football.
I am a Blue through and through, and... A lot of people, we've talked about this in the last week or so on the show, a lot of people literally this weekend have come up to me. Guys on my football team, guys at the supermarket, they're coming up to me and they're saying, Blues suck. Blues don't suck.
You're like, I'm just trying to get me sausages for dinner.
Yes, we haven't won a lot of games.
No.
We haven't won a lot of series.
Well, you have to be a good team to win.
But I'm a Blue through and through, and I'm getting a lot of hate at the moment, and I completely understand that. But the thing is, I'm thriving.
You feed off
the hate. And right now, I want someone to feast with me and feed on this hate. So 13, 12, 16, if you're a Blues supporter, give me a call. Let's just have Blues chat.
Yeah.
Just Blues chat with the boys.
I can't even hang up on you from this side of the desk. Yeah. So
no.
I may have to
lunge
at the buttons and try and do something.
I'm in full control here. So 13, 12, 16, if you're a Blue... Give us a buzz.
Good luck, man.
Just Blue chat, you know?
CQ just bleeds
just
maroons.
Blue chat. No, we bleed blue through and through. How do you do? 13, 12, 16, if you're Blue, give us a call. And on 13, 12, 16, been getting the best types of individuals to give us a call because I'm asking for Blues. Blues supporters call through State of Origin this Wednesday. Huge game at the MCG. Blues are going to take it home.
If you did miss it earlier, Tim is a Blues supporter, unfortunately. I have jumped on the Queensland bandwagon
hard
this year.
Of course you have.
And I cannot wait for them to just absolutely dominate on Wednesday. Yep.
Did you hear this?
What's that?
That is the ripping of the hearts of all the Queensland supporters.
All right. I'm even getting messages from my teammates going, up the Blues, I'm with Tim.
Yep.
How
blues,
dare you?
Blues life. I'm Blues through and through. I bleed blue, as I always saying. And look, it's hard here in Queensland because I don't get a lot of support. And I've decided that on the show right now, I'm going to host a bit of a Blues party. Karina on 13, 12, 16 from Gracemere. Karina, you wouldn't happen to be a Blue, would you?
Oh, yes, I am.
Karina! I used to have such respect for you, mate.
Karina, how good is New South Wales, eh?
Oi, New South Wales is awesome. And may I just say that New South Wales supporters are better because we support our team even though they lose.
Yeah.
Queensland lose one time and like, ooh, the refs, they did it.
Get out of my state, Karina.
Karina.
Sookie baby.
Move back to New South Wales.
Karina's coming to the Blues party. Thanks, Karina.
No problem. Go Blues.
And on 13, 12, 16, we've also got Bluey. Now, Bluey, you wouldn't happen to be a Blue yourself, mate.
Mate, I just moved back up here to Comet.
Yeah, Comet, mate. Get it.
Two weeks ago.
2 weeks, and you're a Blue?
I'm true Blue, mate.
True Blue.
Be careful. They might run you out of town over there in Comet.
I haven't told anyone.
Yeah, nah. See, mate, Bluey, I hope you can be as proud as me. I'm walking around this week. I'm wearing blue. There's nothing you can do to stop me. Wednesday night, I'm going to thrive because we're going to smash the Maroons.
Yeah, I think so too. Look, our area's about to change, you know?
Yeah, the tides. The tides be changing, Bluey. Thanks for your call, champion.
No worries. Another thing, quickly, my old man's nickname is Bluey. I'm Bluey. I had a brother called Bluey. I'm Baby Blue, Little Blue, Young Blue.
It's a generation of blues, Jess. It's a generation of blues. Thanks for your call, Bluey.
Good to see you, mate.
Thanks, Bluey. Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hits.